Please, you may be seated. Amen. Amen. Folake said earlier, today is Palm Sunday, that our Lord Jesus Christ, he rode triumphantly into Jerusalem. Amen. You know what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11? It says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of what? Our testimony. Amen. I'm speaking into someone's life this morning that you will be victorious.
Amen.
For as many as believe,
Amen.
You will be victorious.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before I go into what I believe God wants us to share this morning, as a church, I want to say a big thank you for your support over the last few weeks. You guys have been tremendous. There is no other word to describe it. The support that you gave to my family, to Bosse, to the children, has really been awesome. Amen. All the testimonies that I've heard from the guys, from our guests who came for the events has been, wow, the church family is wonderful. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, sometimes we look to ourselves and then we say we're not friendly. You understand? But that is coming from outside. Amen? Amen. And so really, I want to say thank you again for the support, for standing by us, for the help, for the gifts, for the presence. The Lord will stand by you.
Amen.
In your time of need, you will not lack help.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You know, there is a prayer in Yoruba. It goes along this way. It says, it will not follow after one another. For those of you who understand it, so shall it be in your life. Your days will be long.
Amen.
Will come against sudden death in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For those of you who have children, you will not sorrow over your children.
Amen.
You will not die young.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The purpose for which God has called you on this earth, you will fulfill it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And it shall be well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And then finally, again, I want to say thank you. I'm believing that very soon, Bosse herself will come up and say thank you to you guys. Amen. The support has been tremendous. Amen. And so really at this time, I want to encourage you. We're moving on from here. Amen. We're no longer looking back.
Amen.
Amen. So even when you see Bosse, say hello, encourage her, we're moving on.
Amen.
Are we agreeing to that?
Yes.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
Thank you.
We honor you. We glorify your name. Lord, we ask, oh God, that even as your word comes forth this morning, Father, let it come with simplicity and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, let it meet a heart that is receptive.
Amen.
Father, we come against hearts of stony hearts, rebellious hearts, oh God. We ask, oh God, that even at the end of today, oh God, we'll have every reason, every cause to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, over the last few weeks, we've just been talking about family. This last few weeks, we're dealing with areas of family. And it just falls into a time where the time you really know who your family are or is in a time where is a time of something that has such of something that happened recently. Amen. And I want to say again that you guys showed yourself as family. Amen. So I am really confident that I have a family.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want you also to be encouraged by that. Amen. If we were to have a title for this morning, it would be God's Purpose for Children.
Amen.
How many of us know that children are part of a family?
Amen.
Amen. So it will be God's Purpose for Children. But before we go into that this morning, there's one question I want to ask you. How do you view children? How do you see children? You know, there are different ways, different areas. If you ask, if I were to take the questions in the hall, there will be different answers. How do you see children? Some people might see them as little aggravation. You know, yes, it might appear funny, but that's the truth. Some people might see children as always needing, always asking for attention. They need something, always asking for something. And some people might see children as a rude interruption, because I had a plan for my life. And suddenly, this child just came from nowhere, as if you did not do anything for it to happen. You know, you just look at, this child just came, and it just changed the course of where I was going. Are you with me? You know, some people see children as, before I had this child, I had goals for my life. And all of a sudden, this child came. The child just took over. Are you with me? How do you see children? Amen? Or do you see children as little angels from God? You know, those little angels, and then you begin to say, this child, angel from God. Amen? Whether you believe it or not, not everyone has a positive view of children. We smiled or we laughed when I said, how do you view children? Whether you know it or not, not everybody has a positive view of children. And so, and some of the reasons are, you know, this baby is always screaming. Or this toddler, you know, at the age when they're toddlers, it's a different challenge. When they're babies, they are crying and screaming. Instead of saying, I want food, it is cry. Nappy is wet, they cry. Food, they cry. But for the toddler, you know, you say one thing to the toddler, don't touch that. They'll ask why. The next minute you give them the reason why they shouldn't touch it. They'll say, why is that reason why? Are you with me? And at a point you have to say to them, do not ask any more questions. Because they can ask and ask and ask until you're tired. And then you know the teenagers sometimes, what are they known for? Rebellious. You understand? So you know, lots of reasons why sometimes people have a negative view of children. You know, sometimes we have children of parents, the fear that our lifestyle will change. Because whether you know it or not, the moment you have a child, your lifestyle changes. Amen? I had to learn. I remembered when we had ours, the first one. When we had her, we realized that almost every 3 months, we were changing clothes. Do you understand? And at this time when I was talking about, I had some trousers and some shoes that I've been wearing for the last 15 years. I couldn't even afford to change them. But with this child, whether you can afford it or not, when you wear a baby grow for a child and our leg is coming through the, you will change it. Amen. Hallelujah. So how do you view children? Amen. How do you see children? You might have your own view, but how does God view children? Amen. You know, some of us that don't have children might be saying, no, this does not apply to us. It does apply to you. You know why? Because you are believing God to have children. And that's my prayer for you, that you will not be barren. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How does God see children? The Bible says in Psalm 127, verse 3, it says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. It says, the fruit of the womb is what? Is a reward. Amen? So God sees children as a heritage, and he sees them as what? As a reward. Amen? A reward or a blessing. When you go in the Hebrew word, one of the definitions of heritage is assignment. Amen? In the Hebrew word, when it defines heritage, one of the words that he uses is what? Assignment. So which means that children are the assignment from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is what? Is a reward. For those of us who are students, how do you approach an assignment? When you get an assignment, what happens? How do you approach it? You prepare. Amen? You know one thing about an assignment also is that you are marked or evaluated by the way you present the assignment. Amen? So how you come about, or how you submit, or how you, the kind of preparation that you put into the assignment determines how high a score you get. Amen. So in that assignment, you are graded. That's why the Bible says that, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. It didn't say from somewhere else. It says from the Lord. It says the fruit of the womb is what? A reward. That's why that reward came. If you do your assignment well, what happens? You get a high score. If you just learn the assignment and you just treat the assignment anyhow, you know what the score will be. Amen? When you are given an assignment, like I said, what do? You order things. You put things in order. You plan the assignment. You look for all of the materials, the supplies, everything you need to make sure that the assignment turns out well. Amen? As a parent, your job is to build up. As a parent, your job is to train. Amen? As a parent, your job is to invest in and shape them for the future. Amen? You know, when you ask a parent, what is the meaning of love? And when you ask a child, what is the meaning of love? Do not be shocked that the definition or the answers you will get will be different. You know why? To a child, when you ask the child, what is love? Tell the child to spell love. They will spell T-I-M-E. What is that? Time. To a child, one of the indications that you love that child is when you spend time with them. When you ask a parent, what is love? Their own is M-O-N-E-Y. Money. For as long as you need something and I supply it. For as long as you ask for money and I give it. That is love. No. For a child, like I said earlier, love to a child means spending time. In fact, you have some children that will say to you, you have given so much millions. Not the million, it's the time. Amen? It is what? The time. So as a parent, your job is to build up, to train, to invest in, and shape them for the future. So that when your children are ready to leave home, they should be well equipped to follow God and fulfill His will for their lives. Amen? The strength and their character and walk with God will be determined by how much you get involved in their life. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen? It says, do what? Train up a child. You know, I want to look at what it means to train. It means to organize activity aimed at imparting information, instruction to improve the recipient's performance or to help him or her attain a required level of knowledge or skill. So training is not just having the child wakes up in the morning, give them a bath, they go to school, you feed them. That's not training. Training goes beyond that. Amen? You know, sometimes when you're saying to a child to brush her teeth or his teeth, training means that you yourself, you demonstrate it. Are you with me? So when we're talking about training is not just saying it. Training is you yourself leading by example. Amen? That's why I said that training is organized, is an organized activity aimed at imparting information, instruction to improve the recipient's performance or to help him or her attain a required level of knowledge or skill. Amen? How many of us parents sometimes, when it comes to babysitting our children, it's the television that does it. Amen? The Bible says, train up the child in the way he should go. You sit the child every single time by the TV. You don't even know what the child is watching day, night. The child watches some violent films where they shoot here and there. And all of a sudden, the guy grows up to be violent. And you are saying he's violent. The child is trained in a particular way to go. That's what the scripture says. It says, train up the child in the way he should go. A child that sits in front of the TV all the time gets every single thing he or she knows from the TV. Amen? So when the child turns up to be violent, it is from the training that you have given. Amen? You know why? Because a child will always practice what they see. Amen? The child will do what? Will practice what they see. As a parent, it's not enough for you to be saved. Your child also needs to be saved. Amen? It's not enough for you to be saved and then you let your children make up their own mind about God. No. The Bible says you have a responsibility to do what? To train your child in the way the child should go. You lead by example. Amen? God has given you the responsibility to train and bring them up in his way. Amen? That's the responsibility that God has given you. That's the responsibility that God expects of you. He says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen? When you see children from God's perspective, you will cherish them. Amen? You will treasure them. And when you cherish and treasure children, you will understand the importance of investing time, investing energy, investing even your resources on those children. Why? Because that's what you will be evaluated on. Amen? You see, when you cherish and treasure the children, you will equip them in a way that they can battle with the enemy. Amen? How many of us, when we know that we know how to bind the devil, to bind everything, but our children cannot? Amen? You know, when you cherish and treasure the children, you will make sure they know how to fight the enemy and win every time. Amen? You know, sometimes as parents, you think you are the only one that is tempted. Your children are also being tempted. Amen? You know, it's in Christendom that when you call a vigil, some parents will say, oh, my children has to sleep. I cannot bring the children because it will be too much for them. The Bible says to train a child in the way that he should go. And he will not what? Depart from it. A child that you have not introduced to such an event will not grow up to go. Amen? A child that you have not brought up in a particular way will not grow up to go. You know, sometimes when you go to some houses, and the children may be sitting on the chair. They won't even notice that you've come in. And then the parents will be saying, ah, can't you greet? And it doesn't behave like that normally. It's all right. You can deceive everyone. But if you are also deceiving yourself, then there's a problem. Children don't just do something out of that is what that child has been doing. Are you with me? We need to begin to admit to ourselves, ah, help me. You should be saying hello when someone comes. But they say, oh no, ah. Or a child will misbehave outside. Say, ah, this child. And this child doesn't do this. So it's a lie. That's what the child does. Amen? That is what the child does. You know one thing? What is not on the inside, it doesn't matter how much somebody shakes you and does anything. What is not on the inside cannot come out. Amen? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen? Oh, no, the child doesn't do that. He's a good child, normally. It's all right. You see, when you see a child that is well-trained, you will know. Amen? A child's training will show whether his or her parents treasure them. Amen? When you see a child from God's eye view, when you realize that a child is an assignment from the Lord, then the way you deal with the child will be different. You are not in any way protecting your child from, oh, the child hasn't slept enough, so he can't come to church. The child hasn't slept enough, but he can't go to school. That doesn't happen. In fact, the child hasn't slept enough. We've got this family outing, but this family party, this school, whatever. The child has not slept enough, but the child cannot go. It doesn't happen. In fact, you know, sometimes we, I don't know, maybe it happens here. Sometimes, you know, we go to these parties that will last 4 a.m., even with the children. But when it comes to bringing them for vigil, it's an issue. Bring them for a one-hour prayer meeting. No, it will be too much for that for the child. The Bible says, when they are old, what happens? It says, they will not depart from what they know. Amen? We read Psalm 127 earlier, Psalm 127, from I believe from verse 2 and 3. Was it 2 and 3 we read? Verse 3. Can you please project verse 4 and 5 for me? Psalm 127, verse 4 and 5. The Bible says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. It says, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. It says, they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. What is an arrow? What's an arrow? It's not a tricky question. What's an arrow? An arrow is a what? A weapon. What do you do with an arrow? You shoot. God expects you to prepare your children in a way that they will be the kind of weapon that can finish the enemy. That's what God expects of us. He says, like a arrow in the hand of a mighty warrior. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior. He says, so are the children of one's youth. Amen? How effective is an arrow? An arrow is only effective when it's sharp, isn't it? What is God expecting you to do? God is expecting you to instill in your children the word of God. Amen? Children are like arrows that are prepared for use in battle by instilling biblical principles in their lives. They are able to go forth and accomplish the mission God has for them without fear. Amen? By instilling the word of God in their lives, that is what makes them an arrow. That's what makes them a weapon. Another thing with an arrow, you know, when you want to shoot an arrow, what do? You aim, don't you? And then you pull it. Who determines how far the arrow goes? Is it the arrow or the person shooting it? Okay. You determine how far your children go. Amen? You might not believe it or not, your children take cue from you. Amen? Every single thing the children learn, they learn it from you. I used to have a friend years back. One of the reasons he stopped smoking was because of his children. He would go outside and he would light the thing. Until one day, his 2-year-old, he watched the boy, sat down. The boy grabbed a piece of paper and started rolling it. He was thinking to himself, what kind of play, what is happening here? And then suddenly the guy rolled the thing and put it in his mouth, 2-year-old. And said to him, what are you doing? He said, I see you do that, and I want to be like you. Are you with me? Your children will do what? They will take cue from you. Amen? Your marriage is the first marriage that your children see, and they learn from your marriage. Amen? For the mothers, your daughters learn from you. You know, when the Bible says that the wife should submit to their husband, and you have a daughter, and maybe on the day that she's getting married, you say to her, submit to your husband, and she has not seen you do the same, you are just talking. When a man is about to get married, and you say to the, and he says to his son, you know you have to treat women well, he will look at you. I will treat women the exact way I've seen you treat my mom. So they learn so many things from what? From us. You know one thing, when the person who is, they call them Asher, aren't they? Yes, okay. The guy pulling the arrow, who is in control of the arrow? The archer, okay? The same way you should be in control of your children. Amen? You know, you go to some houses and you really don't know who is in control. A parent that cannot control their child, the child will control the parent. I used to struggle with some things when very early on when we had our children. You know, my wife will come back and then she will say, what are you guys going to eat? I never heard that before. My mom just came and cooked, whether it is what you want to eat or not. We all just have to eat. Are you with me? If we turn to her and say, me, I'm not eating this, you say, then go and sort yourself out. Are you with me? So I used to have that struggle with my wife. You don't ask children what they're going to eat. You are the parent. Just cook. Once you cook, we'll eat it. But you'll be asking it. And then one will say, no, I'm having pasta. The other one will say, no, I'm having noodles. Then the third one will say, no, I want to have sandwich. I say, how long are we going to do this for? Amen? But all of those have now been resolved. Amen? The honest truth is, if you cannot control your children, they will control you. Amen? If you cannot control or guide your children, they will control you. Some children in their house, they are, like I said earlier, they are the controllers. It's whatever the children say they are doing, that's what everybody does. Come on, let's go to church. No, I'm not going. And that's it. It means we're all not going. That kind of a parent, you are not a parent. Because you are failing God in the life of that child. Because the Bible says to train a child in the way that it should go, you have a responsibility to that child. And my prayer is that you will not fail God. In the name of Jesus. The child that you cannot control, like I said earlier, will control you. Children must be taught self-control. Because a child that doesn't have a self-control cannot be impacted. Amen? Nothing can be impacted into a child who is out of control. That is why such children, they get into trouble with the police. They get into trouble with the law. Why? Because they do not respect authority. They have not been taught to respect authority. Amen? In fact, whenever they see authority, what comes inside of them is to fight it. Amen. That's what comes automatically to them. Because why? They lack control. Amen. Sometimes we're in the church service and you see some children who will grab a pen and they write on the envelopes. On the envelopes that you guys use for offering and tithes. And I sit back and I watch their parents and they do nothing. It's not right. It is not right. If you want us to tell the truth, it is not right. If your child does that, it's because you cannot control the child. Because the child should not do that. You guys think they're young. They are young. How many of these children, as young as they are, you light a fire and then they put their finger in? But they are young, aren't they? They are young. Let me say something to you. A child, even from the youth, even when they are in the womb, the doctors will say to you that they can hear what you are saying. And so sometimes when they are now a toddler or a baby or so, we begin to say to ourselves, oh no, it cannot understand yet. She's too young. Says who? When they are expecting them in the womb, the doctors will say to you to read to them. In fact, before they are born, they recognize the voice of their father and they recognize the voice of their mother. Why? How did they come about that? Because they can hear. Amen? You know these envelope things. I know we'll do it for the next 2 weeks and then after that it's gone. Your children should not write on the envelopes. How many of you allow your children to grab a pen and then write on your walls at home? Why do they do it in the church and then it's okay? Why do they do that? A child that cannot be controlled cannot be imparted. You cannot impart anything into a child that cannot be controlled. In fact, a child that cannot be controlled has lost control. Proverbs 29, verse 17. Proverbs 29, verse 17. It says, correct your son, and he will give you rest. He says, yes, he will give you delight to your soul. Amen. A child that is well trained, you will not be afraid to go out with them. Are you with me? Why? Because they will not embarrass you. Are you with me? They will not embarrass you. You know, there's some children, you just look at them like this. Once you hide them like this, they will sit up, adjust themselves. It's a normal thing for children to want to get out of. It's normal. It's not abnormal. And so parents, please, don't feel that because your child is doing this is abnormal. No. The only problem is the child does that and you cannot control. Because that's your responsibility. Amen? Children will be children. I remember when my children were growing up, when they were pretty young. We will go and visit someone. You guys remember. We will go and visit some of our friends. And when we get there, they will probably offer us a drink, food, or whatever. By the time they turn to my children, they will say, we have just eaten. They might not have eaten all day. They will say, we've just eaten. Until we turn to them and then we say, and then they look. And then say it's okay. They will say, okay, we'll have some. But you go to some houses or you go and visit some people. As soon as you enter in there, the child will say, we're head for the kitchen. Aunt, auntie, uncle, I'm hungry. Are you with me? But you know, sometimes the parents think it's okay. They think it's all right. It isn't. It's not. Are you with me? And sometimes you hide a child like this. The child hides you. I say, why are you looking at me? What have I done this time? And then it turns away. That kind of a child, I nod my head and I say, when we get home today, the story might be different. He says, correct your son and he will give you rest. Yes, he will give delight to your soul. A child that is well trained in the ways of God does not bring shame or reproach. No, it doesn't. A child that is well brought up, you confidently want to take them out. In fact, I remember another story years back. You know, sometimes when we speak to some of our friends, they will say, oh, my 10-year-old, I cannot leave the child at home. When the phone rings, they will pick it up. My children will never, ever pick the phone up in the house. Because there might be times where, okay, we just run down to Lido. Lido is just next to us, and the child is at home. It doesn't matter who rings, except you call their mobile number, and they see that you are the one calling. They won't pick the phone. Are you with me? But you know some children, you cannot leave them on their They will even call the social security, social services, to say, I'm alone at home. And then sometimes, you know, you hear of stories of some children that would threaten their parents with police. And then we give excuses that, oh no, it's because they are in this kind of society. You know, that's what happens here. My children, at no time, I don't know, maybe they thought of it, but I don't know. Did you guys think of it? I don't know, maybe they thought about it, but it never. Never. They are the ones, ask them. It never came out of their mouth. In fact, I remember a particular day, Mojola. The guy did something. I'm not going to tell you guys. In fact, there were two things. Oga, you remember the second one. You remember? Nod your head, you remember. Okay. He did this particular one, not your own, but another one. He did this thing on this day. I called my wife, I said, something has happened. She said, what? I narrated the story. Some of you guys know that story. I narrated the story. My wife said, please, let's be patient with him. I said, you and your daughters, please just go upstairs. I said, Mojola, me and you, we'll go in the study. You know that thing that they used to turn, you know that solid thing that they used to turn solid? For those of you that eat solid, you know, I don't eat solid. I only have those things in the house. You know, swallow, thank you. But they used to turn swallow. Two broke, two. You know what made me stop? The guy got up and said, Dad, even though this is happening, but I still love you. Yeah. The Bible says that he whom the Father loves, he chastises. Amen. There is nothing wrong with correcting your children. Absolutely nothing. Train up that child to know that the reason you are correcting is because you love him or her. Amen? But a child that is not trained up that way, the moment they are corrected, they become rebellious. None of my children, you tell them off, they now become grumpy. No, I tell them, when you are being told off, after you have been told off, you say thank you, and then, yes, that's how you should. You say thank you. Some children are being told off, and then for weeks, they don't talk to their children. They don't talk to their parents. Or for a whole day, they become grumpy. And daddy told me off. You and who? Mommy told me off. Recently, one of my guys tried it. I sat the guy down. And I said, if you have been told off, she has the right, she qualifies to tell you off. And I stated it. The food you eat, the house where you live, when you drive to school or whatever, he who pays the piper, isn't that what it says? Dictates the tone. If you don't want to be told off, it's not a problem. Pack your little bag. Yeah. And go and rent a house. And then, if you can afford to, it doesn't mean you are no longer our child. No. But if you don't want to be told off, we will tell you off, and you will smile and say, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. The Lord bless you. Yes, why? Why? Because we are doing it out of love. Amen? But if the child takes it the wrong way and then picks up the phone and calls the police, something is not right. In fact, you know, guess what? The police will come and they will look at you as being irresponsible. They will look at you as being irresponsible. Amen? I said earlier, I said, a child that is well trained in the ways of God does not bring shame or reproach. Amen? On the contrary, everything he or she does prospers. Amen? When your children live their lives according to God's word and make it their final authority in everything they do, they become a credit not just to you, but also to God. Amen? They become a credit, not just to you, but also to God. You know, Proverbs 23, verse 24, buttresses that. It says, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. Amen? It says, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Amen? It says, the father of the righteous will what? Will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child will do what? Would delight in him. Amen? You would delight in a child that is well brought up. A child that is brought up in God's way. When you see the child, you would delight. Why? Because they have the fear of God. Amen? Because they have the fear of God, they are brought up, the word of God is instilled in their life, so even the enemy is scared of them. Are you with me? There's one Yoruba, whatever, maybe it's an adage or so. You know, sometimes they will send, if you go out and you do something, they will send a message to the father or to the mother and say, well, if you get away, what about your children? I don't know how many of us have. No. They will say, if you can get away, but we will deal with your children. You know why they could say that? Because they know that that parent is covered, is protected. But most times, we as parents were covered, were protected. But those children are not. That's why I said, it's good that you are born again. It's good that you attend vigil, attend prayer meeting. What about your children? What about those children? Because when it comes to going to disco, you don't go on your own. When it comes to going to those night parties, you come, you bring the children. You think they're safer there than coming for the vigil. The Amplified puts it this way, as a roundup. Proverbs 23, verse 24. It says, the father of the uncompromisingly righteous, the upright, right standing with God, shall greatly rejoice. And he who becomes the father of a wise child shall have joy in him. Amen? Who is a wise child? A child that is well brought up. A child that does not rebel against correction. A child that rejoices even when they are corrected. Amen? Bible says, he whom the Father loves, he chastises. Amen? Can we just bow our heads this morning? For those of us who are parents, and even for those of us that are not yet parents, just say one prayer this morning, that Lord, I will not fail you concerning those children that you have given to me. In areas where you might be struggling with the children, ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom this morning. Ask for wisdom. Ask for wisdom this morning. Ask. Lift up your voice and ask for wisdom. 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 Wisdom to bring up these children. Wisdom to bring them up in the way of the Lord. For those of you that are not yet parents, you have an opportunity this morning to lay a foundation for those children, for those unborn children. Ask for godly children, godly children. A child that will become a credit to you, not just to you, but also to God. A child that is well trained in the ways of God does not bring shame or reproach. Father, we just thank you. Lord, for as many parents under the authority of my voice. Father, concerning parenthood, Father, they will not fail you. Lord, we ask, oh God, even for those that are not yet parents, that you will give them children that will bring credit, not only to them, but also to you. Yes, mighty God, we also ask for children that will embrace correction. Amen. Children that will love you, that will love your word. Amen. Children that when it comes to choose, Father, they will choose you instead of violence. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We honor and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.